From the Skywards News Center, I'm Dan Tasherold. Applicants are now being accepted for the 4 Scugog Youth Initiative Grant. The funds for the grant were raised at last year's golf tournament and will go towards either enhancing youth infrastructure in Scugog or to help provide assistance to further pursue higher education or recognized extracurricular activities. To apply for the grant, you must be a youth from the township of Scugog, and applications are being accepted until August 15th at 4 p.m. Applications can be sent to cao@scugog.ca. You can also find all the information regarding the grant on the township's website. The Durham District School Board is canceling a planned childcare expansion. The project was announced back in 2021 when the province committed $1.6 million to develop a new facility in Sunderland. After the planning stages, the project funding was short and the province again stepped up, increasing funding to $2 million, which still left the project $3.5 million short to get it off the ground. The cancellation of the project will not affect the early care late pickup program. It was day 2 of the First Minister's meeting in Cottage Country yesterday, and the topic between the premiers was a potential pipeline built with Ontario Steel, which could support two of the dominant industries in Canada. Ontario Premier Doug Ford was one of three premiers to support the idea, along with Alberta Premier Danielle Smith and Saskatchewan Premier Scott Moe. The premiers will wrap up their 3-day retreat today in Muskoka. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Dan Tasherow.